We spend all this time trying to adjust the temperature in our lives. We set aggressive goals and read the right books.
Right, like we're constantly trying to crank up the heat on personal motivation.
Exactly. But we usually, ignore the actual thermostat on the wall,
Right.
which, I mean, psychologically speaking, is the people we surround ourselves with.
Yeah, if the room is set to 60 degrees, you can put on a sweater and shiver, but eventually your body's just going to adapt to the chill.
That is so true. So, welcome to today's deep dive. We're looking at a really fascinating stack of sources today for week 16, Law 16. Keep your true friends to people who you want to be a little more like in some way.
And our mission today is specifically to prepare you for your day three workbook tasks.
Right. Let's jump right into those day three reflection quotes. I mean, as a psychology professor, Jim Rohn's famous line instantly grabbed me. You know the one, right?
Oh, the one about the average of the five people you spend the most time with.
Yeah, that one. From a behavioral standpoint, humans are basically built to conform. It's a survival mechanism called normative social influence.
Basically matching the baseline of the group so you don't get ostracized.
Exactly. It's practically wired into us to regress to our social mean.
Well, that's the behavioral observation, but as a neuroscientist, I always want to look at the underlying mechanics, so I really gravitated toward the Seneca quote. Associate with those who will make a better man of you.
Wait, isn't that like essentially saying the exact same thing as Ron, just, a couple of millennia earlier?
Not quite. I mean, Ron's quote describes a pretty passive state. You just are the average. Seneca gives an active directive.
Oh, I see. So it's about actively choosing.
Right. When you actively choose to model someone's positive traits, you engage your brain's mirror neuron system. You literally fire the same neural pathways as the person you're observing.
Wow, so you're not just absorbing a vibe or whatever.
No, exactly. Repeated firing strengthens those synaptic connections. It's neuroplasticity in action. You physically rebuild your brain's architecture to match theirs.
So instead of just sinking to the lowest common denominator, you're consciously building a scaffolding to climb up. That distinction makes the task of finding our own self-sourced quotes much more interesting.
Yeah, what did you end up pulling for your quote requirement?
Well, I went way back in time. He that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. That's Proverbs 13:20.
Oh, wow. Going for the ancient wisdom, why that one specifically?
Honestly, just the sheer age of it proves that this isn't some modern, self-help fad.
Right, it's a foundational human truth.
Exactly. Thousands of years ago, humans recognized that character rubs off through proximity. We've always known social contagion is real, long before we had fMRI machines to prove it.
That historical weight is undeniably powerful. I actually went in a different direction and looked at cognitive development over time.
Oh, interesting. What did you find?
I pulled a quote from the author Charlie Tremendous Jones. You will be the same person in 5 years as you are today, except for the people you meet and the books you read.
Okay, I really like that. It adds a definite timeline to the whole concept.
It does, yeah. Jones was a master of just plain-spoken, practical wisdom on personal growth. Ron gives you a snapshot, an average of right now. Jones introduces the dimension of time.
Because brain rewiring isn't instantaneous, right?
Precisely. It takes years of consistent, repeated input from those people and books to physically alter your baseline.
But let's push back on this for a second. We're talking about reading these quotes daily as part of the mental code rewrites for Law 16.
Right.
A mental code is essentially just a default thought pattern. So, how does reading a sentence three times a day actually overwrite a deeply ingrained habit, like, hanging out with people who drag you down?
Well, it works through a process called cognitive priming. By reviewing these quotes daily, you keep that specific concept at the forefront of your working memory.
So it's always kind of just beneath the surface.
Exactly. When your brain faces a decision, say a friend invites you to complain over drinks instead of working on your goals, the primed concept interrupts your default reaction.
It forces you to pause and ask, how would a capable friend handle this?
Yeah, it creates a wedge of awareness before the old negative habit can fire.
That wedge is exactly what we're trying to create. So, for your day three reflection, you need to pick one of the two chapter quotes, Ron or Seneca, and then source one of your own.
And remember to actually write or type them out on your daily practice page. The physical motor action of writing engages the reticular activating system in your brain.
Which essentially tells your brain, hey, this information is highly important.
Right. It deeply solidifies the memory encoding so those primes actually stick.
So we aren't just doing busy work here. Your three-time-a-day practice now stacks to this. Two quotes, 3 distill points, and 3 code rewrites.
And tomorrow, we take this a step further and get into day 4, where you will apply the friend framework formula to actively audit your inner circle.
It's going to be a highly practical application of everything we've explored today.
It really is.
But before we go, think about this. If your current friends were averaging you out to become who they are, would they be rising or falling?